We're up to Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, Beis Beis.
Emes Hamayim.
Amas Hamayim Shein Yichol Likotzer Ka'achas. It was Amas Hamayim of a stream. Shein Yichol Likotzer Ka'achas. What does that mean? Let's see what it says in the Rav over here. Says.
No pictures?
What are you looking? You should be looking at my Sefer. What are you looking? What are you looking at this?
It's going to be close.
You want me to get another one?
No.
What? Amas Hamayim Shein Yichol Likotzer Ka'achas. Rav, Amas Pam Shin Cholik Likotzer Kacha, Shehi Rechoba Kol Kach Ad Sheho Oim Meid Be'em Tsa Eni Yechol Likotzer Mikam Lekan. Someone's in the middle, and you can't cut from both sides. Okay, you see, a big difference, the person is standing in the middle, you're not able to cut on this side and that side in one shot, because the distance is so wide. You see the illustration. You understand this? It's not for this illustration.
You can't cut
both sides. The distance, the Amas Hamayim is so wide that if you were to stand in the middle, you would be unable to cut grain on the left and the right.
Okay.
In this illustration, you are. So you see, he's sitting in the center, but the path is the stream.
But he could cut on this side and on this side.
In the same location without moving. So therefore, Amas Hamayim Sheein Yichol Likotzer Ka'achas. What is halacha? She Rechava Kol Kach. It is so wide. Ad Shehoimed Bo Emsa. If a person stands in the center, Eino Yachol Likotzer Bekan Lekan. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer Mafsekes. It's Mafsek. Upolik Atana Kam Damla El Al Shalulus Tahainu Amas Hamayim De. Shavuot says it's mafsek. Yes, it's mafsek, and he disagrees with Tanakh. He disagrees with the previous Tanakhama. What the Amalel al Shulus Tahinu Amas Maim the Bechol Inyan Mafsek. But Yehuda says, I disagree with you. They taught me yesterday in the previous Mishnah that a Shalulus. Here it is. A Shalulus. Here is a Nachal. Here it is. Remember this picture 25. Remember this? A shalulis. Why is it called shalulis? It comes from the word shalol. Sos anochi al imra secha kumot se shalol rav. Why is it called a spoiled? Because this distributes its bounty, its blessing to all of this, all of the side little things. It distributes its bounty to it gives over to this thing and this thing over here. So therefore he says that a shalulus, no matter how small, no matter how large, if you have a shalulus, it's mafsik the field, it's called two fields, and you mechuyev to mafish two sets of payah, pay here, pay over here. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. He says, I disagree. Hold that the only time a shalulus is mafsik is only if it's so wide that if you stand in the center, you are unable to cut the grain on this side and on this side. But if the width of the shalulus is not so wide, and if you would stand in the center, you would be able to cut the grain on this side and this side, then it's not going to be mafsik. Is that clear? It's mafsik.
Right.
But the implication is,
if it's small,
then it is mafsik.
Right.
Then it's not mafsik.
Right. It's not mafsik.
And what did the Tanakhama say in the previous Mishnah, Perek Aleph? What did the Tanakhama say in Perek Aleph? Perek Aleph Tanakhama said that a shalulus hamayim is mafsik no matter what. That was one of the first illustrations we had. What did Tanakhama say in Perek Aleph? What did Tanakhama say? Where did it go? The picture? Tanakhama, where did it go? What's going on over here? Yeah. What did Tanakhama say in Perek? I'm sorry, in Mishnah, Perek
Beis.
The Elam Afsis Lepeh HaNachal VeHashalulis.
So it's talking about, it says Shalulis over there. It's talking about Shalulis that's...
No. That's exactly where you've been. That's exactly what the Rav says. She Rechava Akol Kav Shenichol Rabbi Yehuda Omer Upolig Atanakama.
That's a
Tanakama, right. So he's coming to argue.
So then why are you...
It's a Machlokes. Okay, so I want to make it clear. Upolig Atanakama D'yamal El Rabbi Al Shalulis Tachayinu Amas Hamayim D'mchol Al Shalulis Tanakam D'mchol Ding D'mchol Ding
Mafsek. You
decide, no.
Dini Chol Ali Katzak Yachas.
If you can call it one shot, like over here, you can one shot. What does that mean? V'chol all the mountains asher b'mader har shechudo zakuf. Here it is. Do you like this mountain? This is Har Sinai, Moshe Rabbeinu. This is Moshe Rabbeinu. Mountain, that's very... Har Shechudo zakuf ein baka chelav yicholim la'avasham. A man that's very pointy, and bakar, the cattle, cannot go up there. Chelav yicholim la'avasham. Umafsik bein shtei hasadois, and it's mafsik. And it's mafsik between the two fields.
That's good.
It's mafsik between the two fields. Mafsik bein shtei hasadois. So therefore, what is halacha? The halacha here is that this is going to be mafsik between this and this field. He has the mafashpei here and mafashpei over here. Okay.
Good.
V'chol haharim asher b'ma'ader ye'odina. What do those words mean? What do those words mean? Har shachuda yitzakov ve'ein baku yechum la'alaz v'osham b'mafsik ben she'enot. So what's the word ma'der? Ma'der, you have to plow. I do not know the precise translation of these words.
B'ma'der.
So you said it's the picture. You're just enjoying the picture. B'ma'der ye'odeh. It's a pasuk. I know this is a pasuk somewhere. This is a prayer somewhere.
B'ma'der. It's a pain. You're ready to b'chayv. What's the...
Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, Chol Haharim Asher B'Ma'der Ye'odeirun. Lashon Hamikru, it's a pasuk in Yeshaya. Klaima Haharim Asher, the mountains. Shemsech Asad Hashiyev Shemlachar Shemeshem B'Shvarim El Achayifim Osam B'Ma'darim. You use a Ma'dar means, I guess it means a tool. B'Ma'der with the Ma'der Ye'odeirun, I think it means you take a shovel. You use a hand shovel as opposed to a plow, an oil with a yoke and what's it called? It's called a What's the plow called?
Plow. It's called a plow. No, harisha.
No, that's how the name for it. Okay, whatever we hear is it means b'mader yeder means it means use a hand shovel.
Okay.
Use a hand shovel. If you have to use a hand shovel. B'ma'der ye'odeirun. If you have to use a hand shovel, then it's going to be mafsik between this side and that side, and you have to be mafashpeh twice, one pay here, one pay over here. All right, is that good with you?
I'm ready to go.
Okay. The whole harim ashrei b'madir yedirun har shechud arutok b'in b'bok yochel yochom la'al v'shol ma'afsik b'en shesod zvaitem. Af al pi she'en ha'bok yochel la'al b'keilov. Even though she'en ha'bok yochel mi af pi. What does that mean? Af al pi she'en ha'bok yochel la'al b'keilov. The bok cannot pass b'keilov. Here's the bokar. Who knows him pe'al ha'kol? What does that mean? Who knows pe'al kol klemar knows pe'al achas l'chol shtei asados v'loy choshev hefsek kol since v'hein nedonah. That's not so. Made a mistake. V'chol ha'arim rosh. And it is. You give one pe'al. V'chol ha'arim. What?
Make up your mind.
V'chol ha'arim. All the mountains. Asher b'mader ye'odeirun. Af al pi she'ein ha'boku yochol la'avor b'keilov. It's okay. Who knows same pelakol? Here it is. Ein habako yoch. Very good. Ein habako yochol abakelov. Ein yochol alo esmach mash shipuach ahar. Baka bekelov. It doesn't matter. No same pelakol.
What's the difference?
They say all the same cases. All the same cases. These are all the same cases. The ma'der you have to plow it with your own shovel. Why? Because the baka with the kelov cannot make it the way up. All three of them say the answer. Sometimes he doesn't give any pictures, and sometimes he really overdoes it.
And in this case?
In this case, he always did give three pictures. There's Zalbazach. Here is the guy, the fellow, using his shovel, and he's being Ma'der Ye'edor. Why is he using a shovel? Why can he bring the animals? Because the animals, the Barker Bekelov, cannot make it up. They cannot make it up. So therefore, what do? You give one pail of coal, no sin pail of coal. Ain and Eden Kasad the boar. We don't view this as an empty field, as a boar, as a rock in the middle. The haraya oimer lemacha yichafrenu b'madar. Also, he says the pshat because tomorrow, because they say that tomorrow he's going to remove it. He'll bring in a bulldozer. He'll take out the gantzach, and it'll be one nice big field. So therefore, to the observer, to the Jewish observer,
yeah.
It looks like one field. and therefore.
But we said lahefach. We're saying that it's two fields.
No. That was a mistake. That was a toss. Dvar mishmaik was a toss and biyadi. It's one big field.
Rabbi Yehuda Amar Sekas. I'm a sabayim she'eri choli katzuk ka'achas. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Sekas. But the Targum hold.
No, that's new halacha. All the mountain that Shemadi, which you have to plow, which you have to use a shovel to go and to make it soft.
Yeah.
Therefore, afal pi.
He said over here is mafsekis.
The chola, Shemadi, how are you? Shechut the hars dog. Ve'ein boker yocham boker. Kenako, but ve'ein boker became yochel mavasham. And therefore, this mountain is doesn't halachically is mafsek. It means it's physically mafsek.
Who?
Mafsek. The halacha is afal pi, even though she'en the habakkuk yochel lavar, but even the habakkuk cannot pass with the kelav, it doesn't matter. It does not matter. Who knows saying peil lakol? You only give peil for the entire thing. Kiloimar. No saying peil achas lechol shtei hasadis. You give one peil for both fields. The loy chashiv hefsek. Why not? Hoil since vehem ne'edorim b'ma'adar, because they are ne'edorim b'ma'adar, because they are plowed with a shovel. Because since kloimar shabinei ha'adam choyfim also harbukli shechoyfim b'yesa karka ve'ein zehefsek. It's not hefsek. He knows. So no. This is a question.
Why?
And shaharoy, the one who sees it will say, "Oh, but it's a big mountain." Shaharoy, but the observer will say, "Ein zekarka bor." It's not bor. El lemachar choyfim also b'ma'adar. Observer, so you go and you're gonna not take it away. You're gonna plow. You're gonna take a shovel. You're gonna make it soft, and you're gonna plant it with a madar. Observer, so you're gonna seed it. Ushtei hasad is hemachas one. In other words, we're trying to say over here is the difference between this case and the state bor. Do you remember this? We learned this yesterday. We learned this.
Yeah.
There's a bor, empty. A bor is an ignoramus. Why? Because there's nothing inside. Look, this is stone.
Right.
So this is the fundamental difference. You cannot plant anything here. So this is a field. This is a field. This is a hefsek. This is not a hefsek. You know why it's not a hefsek?
Because
you can plant it. You can plant all the way on this side, all the way on that side. But I can't go in one shot. So what? That's not what counts. What counts is planting. If you have an area that you can't plant, that is mafsek. But if you have an area that you can plant, it's just that you can't plow and you can't use your farming tools in one continuous session, that's not a problem.
Right.
That's not a problem. So this part you can use a tractor, this part you have to do by hand. But since everything is going to be planted, this you're going to do with the Mader Ye'odarun. The Mader Ye'odarun, this will be plowed with the hand shovel. It's good enough. It's good enough. Got it?
Right.
Mishnah Gimel. Kol mafsek lizra, and everything that lizra, the ain lay mafsek lilan. Everything is mafsek for zera. Everything we've done until now is mafsek, but the ain lay mafsek lilan el goder offense. Vimhoya say or koisesh. I don't know what that means. Ain lay mafsek el nevesi pelakol. Hakol mafsek lepizra. Not before Shagmar, but Yushalmi. Oh, you know this is Pesach Yushalmi. You want to learn Yushalmi? You know, it's very important. You should learn Yushalmi. You learn Daf Yomi. You should learn Yushalmi. You should be toyim from all the macholim. When you go to a smorgasbord, do you eat before the foods?
Well, I want to learn toyim this Mishnah.
Hakol mafsek lizraim mefarish v'gemar b'yushalmi v'hakol l'asuya sela. The word hakol is coming from Arba sela shehi oiver al pnei kol hasada. Here it is. This is rock. The rock goes from end to end. This is going to be mafsek. Since this is so small, you don't have to raise the plow, but here you have to raise the plow. Okay, so therefore this is going to be mafsek. And before Shigmar B'Yushav, the Akol Asui is called Gemar B'Sela Shohoya Oiver Al Pnei Kol Asade. It passed the entire field. Im Tzar Chula Akor Es Hamachareisha. If you have to raise the plow, then it's going to be mafsek. Okay, it's going to be mafsek. Elagod, the fence. Where's the fence? Here's the fence. 10 tvachim. You see a fence? Elagod, the govas are tvachim, period. But therefore, God, everything is mafsek. The inner mafsek, we have trees. Then you know you give pay for trees also. Do you know that? I thought you told me you learned the Sechtari once.
I did.
So do you remember that?
No.
So you learned something new here today.
Right.
You give pay for trees. When is it going to be a maps hefsek? Only if you have. What? Do you pay for trees?
Yeah.
Only for zroim, only for seeds, only for vegetables, only for grain, wheat, barley, rye, oats, spelt. Only for the chamesh minim, and then maybe other vegetables, figs. But no, figs are trees. But that's the chesh. So even for trees, first the gemara. So therefore, everything's going to be maps.
So where did I learn it out before? We said only for the five things. Where does tree come into the
where does a tree come into the picture?
Yeah, I don't come into the picture here, but where's
trying to be funny?
No, he's trying to be very serious.
Yeah, but what? What are you trying to say?
Trying to say, how can we say it's part of payer if we just learned that there are only five things?
Only five? We just five things.
Spelt right.
No. I made it up. The chiddush in the tree.
That.
No, we didn't learn.
Yes,
what are you talking about? Five things.
We learned about spelt right and thing.
What are you talking about? And it's like Tyrus we learned about it. Not over here.
What are you talking about?
We learned about the five.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
No, we didn't.
Oh,
what are you talking about?
Already?
I don't remember nothing, no. I don't remember nothing. The nish oichel b'gumen aretz, lamute k'meim b'tirois, everything, lamute te'ena, hiyotz b'ilos, we let all the kol davar shu, oichel v'nishma v'gidilum in aretz, v'b'kidos v'ka achas, v'achnitz l'kiyam, okay, let's go by it.
Yeah, it says right there, kidneys.
V'achnitz l'kiyam, oh, you're right, here it is. V'atvua v'akidios, and tvua v'akidios. Tvua mechameishas haminim. Wow, you're very smart. Such a good memory. Chita usayra v'kasemes shibola shul v'shipon. You're right, those are the five things. Those are tvua v'atvua kidneys. But that's not the only thing. Kidneys are also chayef. Kidneys are also chayef.
But we never said, we never learned Elon. It never said tree.
Right, so this is a new thing now.
Huh?
So this is an Ayizach. When it comes to a field of trees, nothing is mafsik except for a geder. El geder, gavoya asara tvachim, 10 tvachim halai. Next case, fine, next. El goder, vim hoya seor koseish. What does that mean? Seor koseish means anfe ilan kuim. Anfe branch of a tree are called Seor. Here. Do you have here?
Some, right here. Go ahead.
Does the Rosh have Seor? If it has branches that are Koseus Koseish, Anfe Ilan Korin Seor. Uperus Seor Koseish, Shehanoifa Shal Ilanois. The branches of the trees, misorvim ze im ze lamala min hageder, kaale ze like a mortar pestle, hatukua b'machtesh, that's thrust into the pestle. See, there's no picture. We need a picture. Oh no! Yeah, let me get it. I got it. Don't bend. The Rosh doesn't bend. The Rosh bows.
Okay, let's go learn. Forget what the
road is. There's no picture. So he said over here, a koisesh means to crush. It means to crush. Okay? It's a grinder.
Right.
A grinder. So it says over here that bimhoyaser koisesh. Here it is. Here's the picture. You see the picture?
Yeah.
I have two trees. There's a fence. But the two trees, the branches overlap and intermingle. That is called Seor Koseish. Seor means branches. Koseish means interconnected. Just like the top of the mortar is connected to the lower portion of the mortar. A mortar, two big stones. A big stone on the bottom and a little stone on top, you go in a circle. So the little stone on top is connected permanently to the lower stone. They're connected. They're connected somehow. So therefore, he says over here that the seir means the two branches, they are koseish, they're intertwined, they're intermingled. So then he says, vim ho yaseir koseish einoi mafsik, then the fence at Sen Tvachim is not going to be mafsik. El inoi sein peel lakol. El The brand of Shalilanus misorvin ze im ze lamalam in a goder ki ole like ali, like a mortar ze haya hatakua be machtesh, that is thrust into the machtesh, into the mortar. Got it?
A pestle, you mean?
A pestle. What's it called? Called a pestle?
It's the mortar is the bottom, I think.
The mortar is the bottom, the pestle on top. So like the pestle is inserted into the mortar. Okay, we did the Mishnah. We did the Mishnah. How's the Mishnah? I call mafsik lizer. Everything is mafsik when it comes to seeds. Anything that we've learned before. God is coming to, what's what I call coming to Marbe? Every time it says what I call in the Mishnah, what I call is coming to be Marbe. This is a klal and shas. It's coming to Marbe, a selah. If the selah goes from end to end, but only in the situation where the selah is wide enough that you have to lift the plow. If the selah is not large enough where you have to lift the plow, then it's not going to be mafsik.
Selah means a stone.
Rock, stone.
So when it says a call, it's talking about a stone?
Hakol mafsek lizroim. What is what I call coming to be marbe? The Yerushalmi says, the Talmud Yerushalmi enlightens us, tells us the word I call is coming to be marbe, a sela, this picture. Have your rock. A rock goes from end to end. And the rock is wide enough that when I'm plowing, I have to lift the plow. If the entire rock was like this portion of the rock, where it's not wide, where I do not have to lift the plow, then it's not going to be mafsik. The only time a sela will be mafsik between this part of the field, this part, to require you to separate two different sets of peah, is only when the sela is wide enough that I have to lift the plow. Got it? Hakol mafsek lizroim ve'ena mafsek lilon esnachin as el vadim ke'el el gader. The only time it's el gader. A gader is not going to be mafsek. Okay? A gader is not going to be mafsek. A fence is not going to be mafsek between el gader. I'm sorry, gader will. El gader. Gader will be mafsek. When it comes to a tree, a cell is not mafsik for trees, but a gadar is mafsik for trees. The only time a gadar is not going to be mafsik for trees is if the branches, they're intertwined, then in the mafsik, it's also not going to be mafsik. Like this case, elad, but in this situation, the halacha is, elanosein peyalakol, I give payoff for the entire thing. Are we good with this?
One more time.
Where have you been?
Selah.
Hakol mafsik lizroim. If we have a field, and a field of seeds, and we want to be mafsik, and we want to separate, so anything, any type of thing in the ground is a hefsik. Like we learned over here, the zera acher, shachas, we have an amas hamayim, a shlulis, all of the things that we learned in the previous Mishnah is the mafsik. Now we're coming to be marmed. There's one more thing that's mafsik that we have not yet learned, and that is the selah. But what's the condition? The condition is that it has to be wide enough that when I'm plowing in a straight line, I lift the plow.
Okay,
that's what the word I call is coming to be marmed.
A selah.
A selah. But what kind of selah?
It's got to be big enough.
Big enough mafsik that they lift the plow. The Eimei Mafsik Lila. Everything that we learned, a selah, an amas hamayim, shachas, zera'ach, all of the things that we learned in the previous Mishnayos are not mafsik with regard to trees.
Right.
If I have 50 trees, only thing that's going to be mafsik is a fence. Here's the fence. 10 tefachim tall, that's going to be mafsik. Now I have two different fields. But guess what? Even a fence is not always mafsik.
Right.
If you have what's called the Seyar Koy Seish. Okay, don't ever forget this. Don't ever forget this. Learning a new Yisrael today. Seyar Koy Seish. If you know this,
you know Shas.
You know everything. This is the Soy, this is the Sugya of the Seyar Koy Seish. It's like the Sugya of the Chardol. The Seyar Koy Seish. Here we go, the two, the Seyar Koy Seish. Einoy Mavsik. El and Noisim. You have to go get payoff, one payoff for a little bit of payoff for the Gantzach. Nishta Dald. Ve Lecha Ruvin. Okay, this is Kav, this is Tu B'Shvat.
Go ahead.
Today is Hanukkah, but there's also a Yom Tov called Tu B'Shvat. And Tu B'Shvat,
it's the next Yom Tov.
Next Yom Tov. Don't make any mistake about it. Vile Charuvim. The Charuvim is Karab.
Yeah.
What's Karab? Boxer. It's like a rock.
Right.
It can break your teeth. It's like hard like a rock.
If
you can see, if you could, if I'm going to see the guy's eyes, this guy can see it. You see that in the picture? Even though there's a goder, you can see, look at his eyes. You only give one. Omar was salam this. You take from one al chaveru al chaveru. Okay, that's the chiddush. There's Amar Amar Gamliel says Nayhagin Hagi Bevesaba by the Tate. By the Tate, the minig in the frikador was Chodnoistem Peah Echa Achas Lezeisim Shahayu Lohem B'chol Ruach. They gave Peahas for Zeisim Alas. Olive oil. See Chanukah. That's now I wear Chanukah. Shoy lechem b'chol ruach. Hu lecharuvim kol harayim zeh zeh. Now what does this mean? Abi shalom gedim v'enim avsik lukech pe'el milon echad al chavero la zeisim shohayu lohen b'chol ruach pe'el achas hayu noisnim al kol hazeisim shohayu lohen l'tzad mizracha shel ir ופאח אחרס על כל הזיסים שהיו להם לצד מערב וכן לארבע רוחות. So here's the picture. We see צפיין דורי מזרח מערב.
Weiter.
The four sides. מזרח מערב. Look, you have four sides. You have מזרח מערב, צפיין דורם. So you take פאה, one פאה for all of the זיסים on the מזרח.
Yeah.
One pair for all the Zesim on the Dorim. One pair for all the Zesim on the Marif.
Go ahead.
Okay, but when it comes to Charuvim, you take payah for the Allah Gadzah. As long as you can see it.
Correct.
Each Ruach.
Right.
Okay? Uvil le Charuvim, kol haroyin zeh. Rav. Lezeisim shayulham b'chol ruach peyachas hayinesim al kol azeisim shayulham l'tzad mizrach shalir peyach acheres al kol azeisim shayulham l'tzad marav shulchin arba aruchas shayulham b'chol uyer ein nesim ikim peyachas l'kulan. So what does he say? Gipay b'chol ein nesim ikim peyachas l'kulan avu pishayin roim zeze. He holds you only give one.
Let's talk about
who. Lecharuvim. No. It's something different. Shailam next.
This is going on.
No, it's a new sheet. No, we're making a mistake over here. But lecharuv mekol roi zeh zeh. Who are we? Lezer. But Lezer said, "I mean, mishmai af lecharuv shailuchem mekol oir. Shailam mekol oir." He disagrees. He disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda said, "Holds over here. He holds. Ain't nice them. Kiyem peya achas lechulon af al pi she'ain roin zeze. He's coming to be more makel. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Sadek says, even if you cannot see, look what he's doing. He's coming to be very lenient when it comes to carib. Even if you cannot see the charuvim on the other side of the city, you only have to give one peya." One for all of the charuvim, not like the shita of the Beis Abba, not like what Rabbi Gamliel. He's talking about both. He's talking about zeisim and charuvim. Look, read the Mishnah. Omar Rabbi Gamliel lehagin hayu. It was our custom the Beis Abba, who was Rabbi Shimon, who was the Abba of Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, who was named after his grandfather. I think his name was also Shimon. Noisnim peya achas. When it comes to Zeisim, Sheiluchem b'chol ruach. Four.
Right.
Now here's the point that we need. V'lechruvim b'chol horoyin. There's a condition. There's a condition. Rabbeinu shel olam. There's a condition. Kol horoyin zeh. You're only going to give one if you fulfill the condition that where you can see it. If I'm over here and I can see this one. You have to be able to see.
Yeah, Rabbi Elazar
Ben Tzedek. No, I'm even more maker. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Tzedek, I'm a Mishmoyan in his name. The name of who? Whose name? In the name of, I don't know whose name. Gamliel? I don't know. I guess the name of Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Tzedek, I'm a Mishmoyan. That's in whose name?
Afnecha Reuven, Jehoyalam.
In whose name? He's not telling us whose name. Dalit? I'm a Mishmoyan. You see, he tells us. Kati tells us. He this is even more makel, and he says, "Af lecharuv mishayulcham b'chol hier. Ein noistem ki im peir achas."
Okay, forget. Look, I went
another way.
Yeah.
Shahayulcham b'chol ein noistem ki im peir achas lechulan.
Right.
Af al pi she'ein ro'im ze ze ve'ein halacha kavilas rabbi tzadik sham b'shmoy af halacha kavim liyal. Okay, so he holds he's even more makel. Okay, chaz the mishnah, you got the mishnah.
Yeah.
Bula charuvin kol ro'im ze ze. Amar rabbi gamliel mehagin hayu bebeis ab. Now by the tate Four different. Velachruvim kolorim ze. I'm going to be Rabbi Tzadikam and Mishmai, and the Arab Gamliel. Af lechruvim, we shahayulam b'chol here.
Good? Mishnah.
We have to really stop now. Chazorea, Sudeo min echad af li shuhu oiseu shte gronois. Nois tempe achas. What does this mean? There's no Rav, there's pictures. 48.
As long as
this
picture.
48. Also, mechsu gorin equals liquid chatsi sade. Also, chatsi asheni gorin who liquid chatsi sade. Notice you harvest it in two different seasons. I see the entire field, and then I only harvest half. I'm going to leave over the other half. Okay? Hazrea sashtede min echad avapi shuhu oseu shte granos. Noisein pe achas. You give one pay. So even though I've harvested two different things, I only give one pay. See? Good? Zorashne minim. But let's say, even though shasim go in achas, noisein shte peos. But I plant two different types of vegetables. Okay? Melons and carrots. Noisein shte peos. Two different types of wheat. Shtei mini chitim, ason goren achas, noisen pe achas, shtei gronos, noisen shtei peos. We make it two min goren shechamsis ulavana. Shechamsis ulavana, dark and white. Got it, dark and white? Then it depends. If I make it goren achas, Garnachas, I give one. If I make it shtei granos, then I give two. Very easy. Got it? Chaz the Mishnah. Hazareya esadeu min echad. You see this? It's one min. So if it's one min, it doesn't matter if I harvest it in one shot. If I harvest in two different times, I give only one payah. Hazareya esadeu min echad and one min. Af al pi shehu oseu shtei granos. Even
no
though
climb over here, get the whole.
No, there's no climb. We're not learning climb now. Let's look at that. Hazareya sadeu min echad af al pi shehu oseu shtei granos noisen pe achas. Is that clear?
Yeah.
Is that clear? Hazareya esteu min echad af al pi shehu oseu shtei granos. Meaning I harvested two different times.
Okay.
So what's the halacha?
I still can give pay
achas. One pe achas. Let's say zor shnei minim. You see?
Yep,
cucumbers and carrots.
Good.
So then, even if I harvest it in one shot, I have to give a cucumber and a carrot. Shnei minim, zara shnei minim, afal pi shasan garin achas, noisein shtei peos. Hazodeh, so there shnei minim. Let's say it's one min, but two different types. There is dark wheat and the white wheat. Shnei minim chitim, like dark and white. This is dark and white. Then it depends. If I harvest it in one shot, I give one. Asan goren echad, make one goren. I harvest it in one shot, noisen pe achas. If I make it shtei gronos, two different piles, two different harvestings, then I make noisen shtei peos. Got it?
Yeah, if you do two harvestings.
Two harvestings, you see? I harvest
same
this.
Thing.
They're different. They're the same min, but the different types, different varieties of the same min.
If you do it the same time.
If I make it to one part, I mix it all together.
Oh.
I mix it all together, then I only give one payah. If I do it two
separate,
then I give two different things. Okay?
Very,
so up to Mishnah Vav.
Intricate.
So up to Mishnah Vav. So we learn today, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hey.
Four
Mishnahs. Okay, the form is nice. Okay.
You need a little something, it looks like you need